And I am joined by Miss Lily Isaac from the multi-Grammy nominated family group, The Isaacs. Thank you so much, Miss Lily, for taking time out to talk with me today.
Well, thank you. It's certainly my pleasure.
And we know that you guys have been gearing up to hit the ground running since things seem to have opened back up post-quarantine. How's that been going so far for you?
Well, you know, we've actually been on the road quite a bit in the last 2 months, like every weekend almost. And during COVID, like for a year and a half, we probably did 21 shows that were spaced out here and there in different states that were opening one at a time. But it seems like about 2 months ago when we started traveling every weekend, it was like breathtaking. We're just, wow, you know, we're a family group, and we've been together quite a bit during the lockdowns and all. But being on a bus with 10 people for 4 days in a row, like the second, third day, you're thinking, okay, why am I doing this? It's been fun, and I'm so grateful that we're back to work.
It's like Ben Franklin used to say, fish and family after 3 days start to smell. So I totally get that.
I love that. I'll tell my family that.
Oh, absolutely. I'll give you permission to use that one for me. That girl from Virginia told you that. So, well, we are certainly excited for you guys to be on the road. I know you tried to adapt using social media a lot with your official Facebook fan page and doing some kind of behind-the-scenes social concerts. I was watching earlier today your Easter morning performance. That was absolutely beautiful with the cross and everything. Oh. And you guys are just top notch. Big show coming up to our area, Camp Springs Bluegrass Park in Elon. That's next Saturday, July the 10th. Lily, what can folks expect to hear and experience when it comes to attending an Isaac show?
Well, we love to have a lot of diversity, a lot of, you know, different things that we do. Of course, we like to do some of the classic songs that people know us from over the last 50 years in music. I do this year. So it's been a long time, but we have some classic songs that people always love to hear. We'd love to incorporate those as well as new songs that we have coming out. Actually, we have a new project coming out in August. Mm-hmm. So we'd like to feature a couple of those. We recorded an album during the pandemic called Songs for the Times, which has done really well. We have songs from that. So we try to share from our hearts and make it fun. We do some up-tempo stuff. And, you know, we have a great band and we have a lot of laughs with the audience. And then we like to tug at their heartstrings, you know, with some spiritual things as well. And then we love to see people walk away with a smile and a memory of having a good time that night.
Absolutely. And just talking about, you know, your gospel roots and the different variety of songs you choose, a very family-friendly show. So definitely an opportunity to introduce kids to some classic Southern gospel, some new bluegrass favorites, and you guys also have that single, The American Face, which has some incredible lyrics to it. I love that, the whole premise of it being we're all different, we're all different ages, we have different upbringings, different backgrounds, but we're all American. And I mean, just killer vocals on that, and the musicianship on that, absolutely wonderful.
On that song in particular, but the album we have coming out in August is called The American Face.
Okay.
It's the first time in our career that we've recorded a non-gospel recording.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I mean, we did 6 cover songs on the album. Like, one of them is We Can Work It Out by the Beatles. We did The Birds, Turn, Turn, Turn. We did You're My Inspiration by Chicago. We did More Than Words by Extreme. And we pulled out some really classics. And they're great songs. You know, we never compromise who we are, but they're great life songs. And that's what it's all about, living, you know, even for God, life and love and the lack of. But The American Face, my daughter and her husband and a man by the name of Tom Douglas wrote that song in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And we recorded this American Face album in 2019, way before the pandemic.
Wow.
But we were going to release it in 2020. But because of the pandemic, we thought, well, we can't get it lost in the shuffle. There's
right.
too much going on and we couldn't really, you know, tour it. So we thought we're holding on to it. So we've actually had it on the shelf for a year and a half longer.
Wow.
But it seemed timely to release it now, especially the song. And you're right, the song covers a lot of territory. We did a concept video. We drove our bus out to Phoenix, Arizona and back and stopped on several different locations and met wonderful Americans of all cultures and colors and diversity, and everybody wanted to be a part of it. It was such a beautiful thing to kind of blend with everybody mm-hmm. that lives in our country. And you know, the media today, everything is so negative.
Mm-hmm.
This is a feel-good song about the true roots of who America really is. And my family are Holocaust survivors. My mother and father were in concentration camps during World War II
wow.
for 2 years for no other reason than because they were Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
and we lost all of our family members, but just a handful. And when my parents were released from concentration camp, you know, they lived through hunger. They lived through torture, and they survived. So I was born in Germany after the war. We came to America when I was 2 years old. And my fondest memory of a child is when I was 9 years old, my parents and I became citizens at Ellis Island. Oh. And I remember that day. It was exciting. We worked hard to become Americans, and my parents and I were proud of it. And I'll never forget that memory of belonging to a country that was free. And it's still that way today. You know, it's just gotten all clouded up because of all the stuff that's happened. So we've felt like hopefully it'll be a great summer song where people can sing along. And the song covers every part of the American face. And I'm so proud of it because I feel like it includes everyone.
Absolutely. And like you said, with everything going on in the world, I think we lose touch and lose sight of what it means to be an American and the freedom. This song really just hits that point, you know, and just kind of reminds us that we're all American. We all have a wonderful country. And I've said it once and twice, a million times before, even though we get on Facebook and don't always agree on the same stuff, we are able to go on Facebook and moan and complain just because of this country and the wonderful men and women who make it such a great country and fight for our freedoms. And this song is just a definite upbeat reminder of that.
Well, thank you. I mean, I've heard it so many times and it always puts a smile on my face and I just want to dance or just, you know, raise my hands up to the sun and say, God, thank you for letting me live in this country. And we're definitely going to sing it next weekend in North Carolina. We've been getting audience participation. Everybody's singing along with us. It's been so much fun to just do it with all fans.
Folks can go to people.com if they want to view the concept video where you did a little traveling and have all kinds of folks being a part of that. That's really exciting.
Yes.
And then your album is going to be dropping August the 13th with all those great songs and cover songs. I'm really excited to hear y'all's rendition of More Than Words. That's one of my guilty pleasure songs.
I may have to send you an early copy.
Oh, that would be awesome. Especially that high pitched part where you're like, I'm so excited. So excited to hear that. Well, Miss Lily, it has been a pleasure talking to you this morning. I really appreciate you taking time from your schedule. I know you guys are resting up before you get back on the road. And again, want to remind folks to see you guys in concert next Saturday, July the 10th. Camp Springs Bluegrass Park. Tickets $20. Gates open at 4. Show at 7. So take your lawn chairs. They have concessions there. So if you go hungry, the kids are hungry, they'll be taken care of. And be prepared for one of the best family-friendly, entertaining, uplifting shows ever seen, The Isaacs.
Thank you. And if I could mention, if people want information, if they'll be in the area, if we'll be in their area, to go to theisaacs.com. We have a calendar that posts there, updated monthly. We may be in someone's area that's visiting and they want to come see us. So go to theisaacs.com, and then we have an active social media page. Just go to Facebook, The Isaacs. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, and have a blessed day, and I can't wait to see you next weekend.
You too. Thank you. God bless you.